Dean Richards is on vacation, but we do have the entertainment report for you, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design, with Cindy Perlman, who is out in Las Vegas, writes for the Review Journal out there, and also writes for the New York Times wire service. Cindy, a lot of folks were enjoying the weather around here, but some went to the movies, didn't they?
They did. Good morning, Bob. And audiences said a big yep to Nope, which is Jordan Peele's directorial project about UFOs hitting a small town in California. A big hit, which is making it a really good summer at the box office. Thor came in with another $22 million this weekend, which is just shy of a $600 million box office take worldwide. And then those Minions, still another $17.7 million, earning $640 million worldwide.
Some people going back into the theaters. And Comic-Con is the big news of the weekend. What were the headlines?
Comic-Con back for the first time since COVID, since 2019, and the biggest headline of all for Avengers fans, mark your calendar for 2025, not one, but two Avengers movies on May 2nd and November 7th, which is really exciting after Endgame. It's been a bit. The first is called Avengers: The Kang Dynasty. Big new supervillain coming. That's worse than Thanos, but Kang, he's a traveling menace. He travels different time travel adventures, and he's a master of his craft of manipulating the timeline. So it will be in the multiverse again.
I got to read up on this because I'm having trouble following. And what about Black Panther?
Black Panther released a very somber trailer over the weekend at Comic-Con. You know, very sad that the series star Chadwick Boseman died at age 43. So they're not really replacing him, but it's the aftermath. It's called Wakanda Forever this November 11th, and what happens to Wakanda. But some of the series favorites coming back, like Lupita Nyong'o, Angela Bassett, and Letitia Wright. So a lot of girl power in this one.
And you've been writing about this trailer, right, with Bob Marley, the Bob Marley song?
Great new cover of a Bob Marley song for the vintage song No Woman, No Cry by a group called Thames. So check out the trailer. Really good, moody trailer.
Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of fans in Chicago of Guardians of the Galaxy. What's the latest on that franchise?
More sadness in the world of Marvel. So Gamora's back. She's a character who supposedly sort of died in Endgame. We didn't really see what happened to her, played by Zoe Saldana. But she's back, and she's leading a band of shady space people, whatever that means. And mm-hmm. One bad thing for Chris Pratt, she doesn't remember him or any of the other Guardians.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, interesting. So what did they do? They previewed all of this at Comic-Con?
One thing after another, one panel after another, whole cast come and they answer questions about these movies and the fans go nuts. And you've got fans dressed up like Spider-Man and Wonder Woman, and it's a good geek out weekend.
Yeah, I guess. Finally, a Captain America note. What do you got?
Some controversy here. Anthony Mackie is Captain America now. Fans really want Chris Evans to step back, but he on his Instagram has said, nope, I passed the torch on. So big new Captain America adventure on May 3rd, 2024, called Captain America New World Order. And it's a big deal in this world, even when they just announce the title of what these things are.
And not part of Comic-Con, but I know you have some Spider-Man news for us.
Yeah, we're getting an animated Spider-Man freshman year. So it's going to. We don't know who's voicing Peter Parker, but we do know that some of the great villains are coming back, including Norman and Harry Osborn are coming back. And Iron Man, it's years before Iron Man came to see Spider-Man. So this is where he is just a geeky high school kid who got bit by a spider and learning to use these powers.
Yeah, isn't Hollywood producing any movies that aren't animated or franchise sequels?
No, if you're just a regular person leading a regular life, no, you can't be in a movie.
I guess not.
You have to have a superpower.
I haven't watched it, but a lot of people tell me WandaVision's pretty good, and now there's a spinoff coming, isn't there?
Right. WandaVision's great. And it had a great sense of humor. And one of the best parts was Catherine Hahn, who's a character actress, been around forever. And she is getting her own WandaVision spinoff called Agatha, Coven of Chaos, which I dare you to say five times, Coven of Chaos. And that comes on Disney Plus, which is just doing so much Marvel. That comes in winter of 2023.
Yeah, it's too early in the morning for me to try to say that, but I did read about Disney Plus adding some R-rated movies to the channel. That's kind of interesting, isn't it?
It really is. They're in a huge streaming war with Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus has got some great shows for the fall, including Sylvester Stallone playing a mobster from Kansas City back in the day, and they have Yellowstone coming up. So Disney Plus is just trying to be competitive, but I don't know what's going to be Yellowstone and that Sly Stallone thing.
Yeah. All right, Cindy Perlman in Las Vegas for Dean. Appreciate it, Cindy. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.
The late night hosts wrapped up last week commenting on the Mega Millions lottery, dangerous heat in Europe, and DoorDash. Here are some of the highlights from Seth Meyers, Trevor Noah, and first, Jimmy Fallon.
Well, get this, everybody. United Airlines is partnering with a company called Boom, which is making supersonic jets that travel twice as fast as regular planes.
Ooh.
Passengers were like, do you really expect us to board a plane called Boom? Boom? It's like having your house built by a company named Kindling. Some more business news. I heard that DoorDash is now requiring their drivers who deliver alcohol to check customers' IDs in person.
Ooh.
Yep, that'll work just as well as bartenders checking vaccine cards.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, come on in.
Yeah, they're going to check IDs the same way cashiers verify the signature on the back of your credit card. So,
yeah, you're Tom.
So perfect. Well, listen to this. A new poll found that 70% of Americans remain loyal to the brands they used when they were growing up. Yeah, that's why every night for dinner I have a jar of Gerber. Every Kardashian is like, it's true. When I was a baby, I wore Prada, and I still wear Prada. Yeah.
Now, Europe is dealing with a hot girl summer that nobody asked for.
The heat is causing havoc. London's Luton Airport and an RAF base in Oxfordshire both being forced to close because the runways were melting.
Did you hear that? The runways are melting. You never want to land a plane and hear it go, ah, ah, do in that situation? What do you do? Like, if the runway's melted, where's the plane gonna land? In the baby's mouth? That's right, open up, baby. Please, baby, the plane needs you, baby. Ah! You know, this is one of those situations where you really appreciate how calm a pilot is, you know? Because, like, even when a runway's melting, I bet the pilot's just gonna be there like, ladies and gentlemen, it seems the airplane is melting into the ground, so, I must suggest everyone get back to their seats. Hold on. Now it seems like a portal to the underworld has opened and we are slowly being sucked by the devil himself. So I'm going to go ahead and turn on the fasten seatbelt sign. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the flight.
President Biden tested positive for the coronavirus, so for the next 2 weeks, the country will be hosted by Chelsea Handler. She'll do great. She's a pro. According to a poll released yesterday, President Biden's approval rating has hit a record low 31%, putting him below the critical yellow starburst benchmark. Authorities in Spain this week arrested two thieves who allegedly stole 45 bottles of wine from a hotel that were worth nearly $2 million. Even worse, they stole the Toblerone from the minibar valued at $3 million. And finally, the Mega Millions lottery jackpot hit $630 million this week after there were no winners. Whoever wins it this week can take the jackpot in installments, a lump sum, or premium unleaded. That was a monologue, everybody. We hope you enjoyed it. And man, oh man.
Seth Meyers, 8:25 right now. And also in entertainment news today, this is kind of interesting. These concert halls and venues are popping up in small towns across the country. Wall Street Journal reporting, as the pandemic spurred people to move from big cities to smaller metro areas, a new wave of venues have opened up, cropping up across the country. Artists are routing tours to play for fans in new markets like Fort Worth, Texas, Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Gainesville, Georgia. Music executives say having more venues is integral to developing new artists. And a note from Hollywood about Bob Rafelson, who passed away. He was an influential figure in the new Hollywood era of the 70s. He was nominated for 2 Oscars for 5 Easy Pieces. He died in Aspen at his home there. He was 89 years old. That's where he had retired from Hollywood to. Also of note, he was responsible for co-creating The Monkees. And he worked with another guy by the name of Bert Schneider, and they won an Emmy for Outstanding Comedy Series back in 1967. He came up with the concept, he said, based on the Beatles' Hard Day's Night. And, of course, it was a big hit when it premiered on NBC in 1966. Bob Rafelson, passing away at the age of 89 years old. Best known, though, for producing and directing and a couple of his projects, Easy Rider, The Last Picture Show, 5 Easy Pieces.